am a listener sponsor of KPFK and have been for about 18 plus years. I was a volunteer at the station when I still lived way out in the Inland Empire, but it was on a sporadic basis for obvious reasons. I worked out there and lived out there. Since moving into Los Angeles, I was also, while living out there, a volunteer here at the station, but sporadically. I was not a sporadic listener sponsor. Since moving into Los Angeles about 5.5 years ago, I have been a volunteer on every fund drive for many, many hours, dozens and dozens and dozens of hours. and I have no questions but a few comments. I'm currently retired. I have a master's degree in administration, planning, and community organization, and over 40 years of experience. And my comments are to everyone sitting at the table here. And it would be good if those who had not left were here so that they could hear these also. The lack of order in this meeting has been appalling, and here are my comments. The chair must take control of the meeting according to your own LSB bylaws. Number two, all members of the LSB should know your own bylaws and know them well and have a copy of them here with you at every meeting. I say this as having been a member of boards of nonprofits in three different states and in many, many different kinds of situations. In addition, number three, the chair must know Robert's rule of order, at least to the extent to facilitate the LSB members putting forth motions and being able to move the agenda forward and get the business of the meeting accomplished. To do these things is, for all of you, a very responsible thing to do for the very purposes that each of you, I would assume, wanted to be a member of the board to begin with. And to not do these things is to court chaos and misunderstanding, and if I may paint a brief word picture, it would be like when we all leave this meeting, we all go charging out of the parking lot in our cars or trucks or bicycles or on foot and going wherever we want to go at the time we want to go, irrespective of where the sidewalk ends and the street begins and the stripe down the middle of the road is and the lane markers and the lights and the stop signs and everything else. Absolute chaos and mayhem. That's what I've observed here, much to my chagrin. Step up.
Next up, the gentleman with the beige shirt on. I got that on the
right.
The gentleman with the beige shirt.
Did you really decide to just say no to the long night? I heard that last time.
For
the what?
He can't hear you.
Come on, come on.
Did you decide to just say no to the long
night? There's a motion. There will be afterwards for that to do that.
Okay, I've missed you all very much. I'd like to speak to the point, to the issue at hand. I've never seen so much agreement in this room as an earlier part of the meeting about the loan, which seems like just ridiculously onerous threat. I mean, this stuff has been going on for decades, but Pacifica has to endure beyond the immediacy of these losses. which is not to say that the whole issue of the financial crisis is not one to function on the local board between the stations. However, it seems like what has not been addressed that much is the issue of underwriting, which I think many of us also can understand. We consider that to be a serious threat to the voice of the citizens. And I would also beseech the board to say no to any form of underwriting also.
Thank you so much.
You, sir, and then after you, Mr. Barnett over there.
Well, to those of you who know me, I just first want to say what a blessing it is not to have the chair know my name.
I know your face, though.
Not well. I've been around for Syracuse since I was 19 years old. Okay. 19 years old. This is probably the last time. I look like just like I've been waiting here for 5 years. I've been in the same environment. I've grown a lot. I've healed a lot. It's one thing that I've heard that was saying here today. There's so much blame game going on, and there's so much structural dysfunctionality that's going on. It is so painful to be back here. It is so painful to get caught up in the drama and the ongoing outrage after outrage after outrage that you can't help but your adrenaline spark up. You can't help it. No wonder you're all crazy.
You know, it's not just,
and you know, it's like when you've been away from them, you come and you get right, you're right back in. Someone else said this, and it's like your brain is just like in turmoil. So I'm going to try to speak to you not from that turmoil, because I'm concerned about some things. And I'm not trying to get anybody, because I'm out of here. I'm not trying to get anybody. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. But look, I don't even know if I believe that there is a bona fide financial crisis in this network. I don't even know if I believe that. Now, unfortunately, I get a lot more information than I'd like to get about this. But, and as I said last time I spoke here, another result of going to the P&B, God damn it. But as I said last time I spoke here, most of the things are the anomalies, right? And there's some stuff going on here that's so anomalous. It's just stunning. It's just stunning. All the P&B members are absolutely freaking, I can use that word, silent about the truth of what's happening. And there is a truth to what's happening, and it's being hidden. That's the reality before us. That's the reality before us. And I'll point you to a couple of things. The first thing is that, you know, we heard some statistics, some figures from Grace today. Last time when this was first introduced to us, this was blamed on WBAI by Grace. It was blamed on FSRN and just Boston. Yeah, those are the primary culprits that we heard mentioned. In the meantime, Ala Bogado, who is a central figure in Free Speech Radio News, stepped forward in an email and said, look, Pacifica has the money to pay FSRN. You all got this email. I saw the header. You all got this email. You all know that. I know it, so you know it.
I don't.
If you have
no,
no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no.
Send it over.
Check me over. I don't agree with
it. Speak into that microphone right here, please.
You know, so Al Bogado puts out an email that says, look, Pacifica has the money to pay FSRN. It got the money from the CPB, and it's sitting on it.
No, spend it.
That's what I thought. You spent it, right? That's what's being hidden. And I would lay you dollars to donuts, the same freaking thing is happening with Democracy Now. There is some scandal here. There's something being covered up, and somebody is being sued, and nobody wants to talk about it because their ass is on the line. I said the ass word, whatever. Because their ass is on the line. And that, I think everyone with P&B, my guess is that everybody with P&B is being sued. by either Democracy Now! Or FSRN or somebody, because somebody has scammed some money. The money, as Chris said, has been spent or something. Where the hell did it go? Either Allah is lying, or something somewhere is something or someone somewhere is being misinformed and passing on information, or deliberately passing on information. One of the two. There's no other choice in the matter. Somewhere there's something here that's not clean. And you guys on the board, before you think about approving any kind of one, need to find out what it is. Because, you know, somewhere, I mean, the buttons get signed here. Of course it is. But you need to find out. I don't care if it's secret or not. You need to find out. Because something's wrong, man. I mean, and some of there's got to be a bottom line. And some of there's got to be a bottom line. I mean, the insanity has got to stop. And somewhere, you've got to stop and look at what is the most basic truth about the Survivalist Network as a voice for the people who are oppressing this country. If you approve underwriting, you're stabbing this network in the heart, you're destroying it. If you don't get to the heart of this question about where this scam is, where the lies are, where the thievery is going on, you're also stabbing this network in the heart. And it's up to you. I don't get a damn in this secret. I don't get a damn what barriers somebody puts up in front of you. I don't get a damn how somebody lies to you. I don't get a damn how frightened someone is by what they're facing as they see whatever the real situation is and not letting you know about it. I don't give a damn how feed you are. Find out. It's your job. Yeah, given moral responsibility. And I'll
thank you so much, sir. Thank you, Mr. Barnett. You are next. Again, I would like to ask everyone to please at least be considerate of your language. I think you can articulate what you want without using this word.
In 1999, I got an arbitrary phone call. Quakers are nice people. And I said, so? Can I say that? I said, yes. I'll be there at 5. I said, I won't be here. The door's unlocked. She stayed 2 years. She was in pretrial custody for bank fraud. You know what her court-appointed attorney said at the end? Yours is the only case I've ever won. Why? The FBI in mass came to our house twice in those 2 years and interrogated her for hours until she got up and walked into the backyard. She spent 30 days in chains in contract prison in upstate New York when she slipped back into the country to find out why her mail stopped. She lost a three-story Tudor down in Tustin.
What does that have to do with
that? Well, this is the point here.
Bring back
to
Casey if he's dead.
He's got 90 seconds.
I've got 90 seconds.
Wow.
So anyway,
you've got the floor.
You all know her. It was Jane. 52 years old. She probably practically died in the system. She was legally blind. She didn't fill out the paperwork on a $25,000 home improvement loan, and she lost the whole fucking thing.
Excuse me.
And she didn't get anything, and she lost 3 or 4 years of her life. When she came in chains on Conair, which are old 727s with back doors, so they can walk them off the back, it wasn't pleasant. What's her crime? They said that on the form for the loan, which is Federal 1010, if you can look it up right here in today's paper, lying on a bank loan will get you 10 years federal time, and that's probably full 10 years. If you listen, and probably nobody does, to the national board meeting of 11, 12 days ago, they were acting like kids in candy stores. They didn't know how to spend their new money. There's a lie, and there's lots of lies, and it's real personal if you're on the national board.
Thank you, sir. Can I open meeting. I can do it in 90 seconds. It's in the bylaws. It comes from the CPB, word for word. All meetings of the board of directors and its committees shall be open to the members and to the public, with the exception of those meetings dedicated to or predominantly regarding personnel, proprietary information, litigation, and other matters requiring confidential advice of counsel involving commercial or financial information obtained on a privileged or confidential basis,
or relating to a purchase of property or the use of or engagement of services whenever the premature exposure of said purchase or sale in the board's sole opinion may compromise legitimate business interests of the foundation. In the event that all or a portion of a meeting is closed, the board shall indicate in its notice of said meeting that the meeting or a part of it shall be closed. In addition, within a reasonable period after the closed meeting, the foundation's secretary shall post on the foundation's website a general statement of the basis of on which all or part of said meeting was closed, etc. The rest of this is about public comment. So that is it. That is all you need to know, with a few exotic exceptions. That's all you need to know about open meetings. Anything that happens in a closed session and it doesn't fall under this rubric should be an open session. Sometimes I think we've been in a closed session committee meeting here at KPFK and we veer off into open session matters. Sometimes somebody's vigilant and says this should be an open session. Sometimes we don't because we're tired and we're not even thinking about it. But that's all you need to know. It's in the bylaws. And to Sherna's motion, I really do have to agree with what both Yosh and Grace have said. I think that the motion, the sentiment is, I think there's possibly something to be done with it, but it's a highly subjective criterion of what's significant. And I think that it calls for action to come essentially to a referendum. And I don't think that's what our bylaws have created as a structure. I think if you want to slow things down any further into Pacifica, you're going to find it's very easy. To me, I just think the motion is unworkable. So I think I really encourage Sharon, bring it to governance and let's work on it, come up with something that works.
I'm thinking about the motion to refer to
governance.
I second.
Motion has been put on the floor and seconded. All those in favor?
I want to echo what Jack said. And people here who think that, well, the CND is doing crazy things, I guarantee you, no matter how good your ideas were, if you were put in that same structural position, you would have enormous difficulty getting anything that you think is reasonable done. And the one thing that people do seem to be able to do is pass motions that restrict the ability of someone to function. In the governance structure, there are a lot of checks on authority and power of anybody. We have annual re-elections of our directors. We have the ability to recall them. There are any number of things. At some point, you have to allow somebody to take a positive step forward without a process that is crippling to them. So I do think that, you know, there may be good concerns underlying this, but I would approve the motion to refer it to committee to have the discussion to implement it correctly rather than pass something that may not have the desired effect.
Do you accept that?
No. My concern is that there's a PMB meeting tomorrow in which there's going to be a vote on consultants. I listened to what Yo said. I listened to what Grace said, and I added that does not violate confidentiality, which I thought was obviously understood. My concern is lack of consultation in advance of these decisions. And a vote was taken to apply for a loan that never came to the LSB and to our listeners. We've asked in governance, we asked that there be a report to the listeners to talk about this, to talk about underwriting. I oppose underwriting, but I didn't want to bring a motion today because I want this discussion. I want consultation, which is my goal here. There's a motion tomorrow that the PMB is going to take up. How are you gonna vote?
Okay, there's a substitute motion to
You
are definitely on the deck.
Thank you.
It's Glove, Ratford is next, Adelman and Rufina.
Adelson
and then O'Brien.
I want to make the Sharon motion, the PND has brought this on itself. Let's be very clear about that. We are now demanding the accountability that should have been happening all along. We have been told now that we need to listen to meetings. Besides the PMB meetings going on for hours, there are also all the committee meetings. Why aren't the meetings, which frankly, no PMB member attends all of them, why aren't those minutes posted somewhere that we can read them? That's easy. If the PMB members would like to comment on those minutes, I would welcome those comments. But they chose to be elected to these positions, and that included reporting out. Not telling the listeners or even the LSC that they have to listen to literally a dozen hours a week of meetings. That's ridiculous. I would also like to point out that I suspect what's happening is our bylaws say predominantly, the closed sessions have to be predominantly about closed matters. This was very contentious when we wrote the bylaws. We weren't restricted to closed matters only, and I suspect there are some folks taking great advantage of that predominantly about closed matters clause. It is subjective. I urge you to err in favor of consultation. The process takes months anyway. Why not consult in those months? I will bring an underwriting motion to the January meeting. I actually have it with me. I'm not going to bring it forward today because of the lateness of the hour. Please come back in January and we'll take care of that business. And I would like to note for the record that the chair has denied the right to speak to two elected LSD members who have been name called by other members.
That's right.
Thank you.
Erica?
Broken
up. Katrina, what's your turn?
I just want to thank the people who are here to speak, and I'm going to ask for permission to remove myself from the meeting, and I would hope that everybody here does what we need to do to improve the listenership, get the word out, and the politically correct thing. So I just want to say thank you for everybody who's still here, and I ask yes, you look upon us with merciful eyes, and that I want to believe that everybody here, at least we care for the station, and we want to push the station, and we want to increase our membership. And there's so much work to do that we just have to keep it together. So thank you.
Thank you so much. And I'd also like to say before you leave, congratulations on the film. I know you probably know about it already, but The Garden has been shortlisted for Oscar for Best Documentary.
I fear that our bylaws are in conflict with basic laws of corporations, public meetings, etc., etc. The fact of the matter is, and I did go talk to a lawyer about this, and a former assistant secretary of state, and the fact of the matter is, as I understand it, and this is why we need a second opinion, there's only two issues that we take into executive session: personnel matters and lawsuits in litigation. Outside of that, everything else is open. Business deals are open. We take money from the public. The public has the right to know what we do with that money. If you doubt me, I would say you should go sit in on an LA school board meeting where they deal with selling and, you know, properties right and left and everything, and it's all done in the opening. What we have in our bylaws is used to cover things up. And I do really believe this is why we need a second opinion, a second legal opinion, to totally understand this. Because I think right now it's being used in a way to keep us all slightly deceived.
Thank you so much. I would like to address what board member Lester said about the chair. She complained that I would not acknowledge two of the board members. I just sat here and listened to members from the audience complain about how unruly this meeting is going, and that the chair, at the least he could do, is take control. That is my effort of taking control of this meeting. When I ask someone to be quiet, and if they don't have the floor and they don't recognize me, and I tell them that I've given three shots at that and they still ignore me, I have chosen, as the chair has a prerogative, to ask that person to leave.
We let them
not leave. If that person does not leave, I'm not going to physically move them out or her out. What I will do is, from that point on, I will consider them not at the meeting. That is my choice. That's what I've done. And if you don't like it,
can I refer to the parliamentarian on that? Mr. Goodman?
Yes. Next person on the line is Mr. Reyes.
I'd like to give a shout out to David.
because David is the only PNB member that I know that has been through the ringer and stood up for us as listeners. And he's the only PNB member that I know that had office hours, you know, where he would invite people to come and so he could tell you what he was doing at the PNB. Now, I know there are some PNB members who wouldn't want to hear you out until you got here or until the house was on fire, and for you to rush to bring water. And that's not the way to be a PNB member. You should be in constant communication. And whatever decisions are made here in regards to the network, that's the vote that you take. Not the vote that you take according to your own conscience. It's the conscience that's made up here. That's the vote you're supposed to carry down to the PNB. That's the vote. And what often happens is, you know, I'm glad that Grace has a change of heart all of a sudden, that she's against the executive meetings, because when she was the chair, she had an executive meeting every month. And there was never no notice, no due notice in general as to what those executive meetings were about.
Well, let's not go back.
Because we're under this whole motion that Sherman made, which, you know, I agree with that. This is what you brought upon yourself. For years, listeners, people who are sitting on this board right now have been asking for transparency. And all of a sudden, because, you know, the door at an executive session gets cracked, and something comes out, all of a sudden, now we're supposed to be, you know, coming to your rescue. The bottom line is this, is that nobody that doesn't even come here on a regular basis at these meetings. And believe me, I wouldn't rather be here. I would rather be hanging out with my son. I mean, that's why I essentially took a break away from all of this. This way, you guys should not put up with me and miss me. But so, the bottom line is this, that you guys are out of touch. You really are out of touch. You know, I mean, for those of you who were elected by listeners, manipulated your way, bought your way onto one of these seats, and dragged in a whole bunch of other people who had no idea and still have no idea, mm-hmm. You know, that's cool. But the bottom line is that the listeners that elected you, you aren't listening to them. Okay? You aren't listening to them, and you aren't reaching them. You aren't inviting them to give you input. In fact, I know members here that would rather not even do that. They'd rather just go ahead and run their agendas down everybody's throat. And that's wrong. That's not the way you represent yourself on the board. It represents the proprietors of what we're supposed to be doing here. And that is being responsible, accountable, and transparent to the listeners.
I'd just like to concur with what Mr. Reyes just said. When I first arrived here, I too was quite surprised at how much lack of transparency there was and is. I do believe, and it's all to the credit of this board, the people sitting around here right now, that there has been a great deal of transparency now that wasn't here a year ago. And I have to give these people credit because these people fought and worked it out, even though they may have had different opinions. These people came to agreement, and there has been some changes. We have got a budget for the first time, which is a lot of this information we never even knew about before. We've got a committee of a resolution committee that we formed. We've got an ethics committee that workshop that was just started back again. We've got a new GM that came from basically a committee on this board. And I could go on and on. There are some things. It's been a hard fight, yes, because people disagree, and they disagree passionately because they care about this station.
And you allow your friends to abuse others.
Would I allow
your friends to abuse others?
First of all, I don't have any friends. I'm the chair of the board.
Sorry.
So there's no more friend of mine or no less friend than mine.
Don't lie to me.
I just want to let them know. I don't care what anybody thinks of me on or off the board. I have integrity to my cut up. And my thing is to represent this entire board. And if somebody on either side doesn't agree with it, that's their problem, because they don't know my story. My story is I'm going to do what I think the board thinks I should do and what the listeners think I should do.
Thank you for Amanda Johnson and Tracy Hawkins for them being engaged
in an argument and put Donna Wallace calling him a name and for Chris Condon.
I didn't really get on them for the content. I got on them because the persistence was my problem. I had a problem with the persistence. It wasn't the content.
You should have got
them on. Thank you.
But I would like to speak after him. I know he hasn't spoken.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I'm really concerned about the PND meeting tomorrow night. When I was on the phone with the chair, she said the loan has been approved. So it's a very critical place now, and I'm afraid of where it may go.
Today, I want to get the latest information before the meeting, because just before the meeting started.
What's your contact? Name?
I'm going to tell you that. Okay. I contacted the chair of the PNB. The chair of the PNB, Sherry Gendelman. And I wanted to ask her some questions just before the meeting started so we get the latest information. Just so the meeting would start on time, I handed the phone to my vice chair, and he spoke to us. But what he just said is that I had a list of questions from different people on the board that wanted me to ask certain questions, and myself questions I needed, wanted answers. One of the questions he asked was about the loan. Was it a done deal? And he just found out that it has actually been...
Yeah, I did not... That question was not on the list. Towards the end of the conversation, she said that the PNB was meeting tomorrow night and that the loan had been approved. So that's
the information.
How can it be approved if the PNB has not yet?
I don't think she meant by the PNB.
I understand you have your left hand up, but the bank. Ableton had his hand up first, and then we'll go to Greg.
So I want to make a motion, but I'm a little bit nervous about the structure of it. The reality is that we could all send our PNB directors to vote no, and if the votes tilt in that direction, it's going to happen anyway. So, from a realistic political point of view, you have to engage the listeners if you wanted to do anything about that. Now, I had a motion that I wrote that said that, to the effect that the LSD request that the GMC suit at Carter's produced and aired regularly, informing KPFK listeners of the intent to take out a loan using their KPFK building as collateral, and providing listeners with the addressable webpage that the stations will set up to publicly register listener comments to the PNB regarding this issue. However, as an employee of the foundation, the manager doing that could find himself quite afoul of whoever's sitting in the role of executive director and actually be the PNB chair. So that presents really a political problem for the GM. But realistically, we can pass all the motions we want, calling on anybody to do whatever we want. But what power we have is rather limited. I can also guarantee you that if the listeners are communicating to the PND that their excitement about giving money to the station, if the station, for example, did not carry out the terms of our motion, i.e., cutting the network, the PND didn't carry out the terms of our motion, namely, we don't have a payment plan, we don't have a financial strategy for stability in writing that I've ever seen, we haven't initiated the changes in our cost structure that will guarantee our capacity to pay back the loan, they are in a position to apply the kind of necessary political pressure that's required because they pay the bills. We do not have that. We have a completely imperfect, actually non-functional communication with the listeners. So maybe what we need, in the absence of asking him to form a card, is just to ask him a series of LSD reports to listeners. We have failed to have a regular report to listeners where we could be informing listeners of these issues and our differences could at least be aired. So we need some mechanism on air so I'd like to move that the KPFK LSD request that the KPFK GM develop an immediate plan to inform the listeners of the intent to take out a loan using the building as collateral and providing listeners with the addressable webpage that the station will set up to publicly register listener comments to the PNB regarding this issue.
I thought
we have a motion.
Sure, there's a motion on the floor already.
And then there was a motion to defer. And I think what people need to be clear about is there is a vote tomorrow. So even if we don't pass my motion,
Everything that the listeners say, I understand. It's really upsetting. It's upsetting to me. You know, I really didn't know that. You know, the PMB never voted on the decision to collateralize the loan to KPMG building. I'll tell you that. That was not a decision made by the entire PMB. Now, you have to understand the reality of the situation. It's in the interest of KPFK directors to vote to have the collateral be the KPFA directors. You know, and so no matter how the four of us here, directors, or the three of us here vote tomorrow, and it's not going to be tomorrow, there is no news that this loan application has been approved by the lender. Okay, I don't know where that comes from. That's not on the agenda, is it?
We're not talking about that.
Well, Sheridan said that there was that the meeting tomorrow night is going to have a loan. That's not true.
No.
He said the loan had been approved by the lender.
She spoke to the sheriff today, and she said it had been approved.
All right, I want to clarify because I'm not perfectly clear on what she's referring to, except. Because I didn't ask the question directly, has it been approved? She said that the PNB is going to be, meeting tomorrow night, and the loan has been approved.
I insisted that wording be inserted into the minutes of the last PNB meeting to state that the loan would not go through without another vote by the PNB. In other words, okay, so this has to be voted on by the PMB as a whole, and that is in the minutes. Okay. So if somebody from Pacifica Management allows that signs onto that loan with the lender without formal approval by the PMB, because that was inserted into the minutes, directors can bring a lawsuit against the foundation for malfeasance for allowing a loan to go through. But that's what we have to do on the PNB. Believe it or not.
Yeah. One of the team members can do the same thing. Yeah.
Point of honor, Joe Bookchair.
But what I'm trying to say is,
we're
not
on
the agenda.
It's getting late. I have to go.
And
Paul wants to be on the record.
Call the question on Sharon's motion. Just to get it off the table.
Okay, the question has been called.
Next thing on the agenda is this motion to rescind. Now, the motion to rescind, will someone
I don't know about whether the board is going to accept our motions or whatever. It doesn't matter. We as a board need to be on record that we are against this loan. Because, without that, the board can say, we never heard from these people. So that's right. We're against the loan. We're trying to do that, sir. But the first point of doing that is to go on record saying we're against it. Then you work on different strategies.
Thank you. Mr. Gluck and then Rick.
I would like to, the group to vote no as strongly as possible and instruct our D&D members to vote according to the wishes of the LSD.
May I make a motion, please?
An amendment, I believe?
No, I think that there, we have wording on the motion.
I think Raytha and Foyer are
before you. I'm bringing the motion.
You bring the new motion?
Okay. Yeah, I'm bringing the motion. The motion is that the KPFK LSB is opposed to any loan using the KPFK building as collateral, comma, and instructs our PNB delegates to vote accordingly. End of story. Now, we have heard... now, that's the motion. There's nothing more. Please do not amend it. We've heard motions to create alternatives, as in Member Tracy Larkin's motion. We have heard motions to create conditions, as in Member Adelson's motion, and I support both of those, but we need to be on the record, just say no, and I think that we need to hear from our listeners about this, because I think that if we can achieve a unanimous vote on this, that it will make a difference in the matter. The strategic means by which it makes a difference might be open to debate. It has been alleged that I might bring it directly to a lender. I promise not to do that. I promise only to do it as the board does. But it is a public meeting taken by a public corporation, and I think that keeping it secret from the lender would be just as egregious on the other hand.
Okay, and there's a motion on the floor. Is there a second? There's a motion. I have a second. Debate?
I have a question.
Right. Debate?
Jeff Anakin just stated that the lender has approved the loan. Can you say, Jack, can you do say that yourself and tell us all how you found that out?
Yeah, I found out from the chair, Sherry Gendelman, this morning.
Okay. Mr. Razor was first on the list.
Well, yeah, I think, you know, by some suggestion, you are trying to confuse us. We heard that she says the loan has been approved, and she's trying to explain, no, it's not approved.
I don't know.
Please. And Dave's motion or condition is, let's just stop it. It doesn't contradict it if it's been approved or not approved. Why, you know, we make it hard?
It's two parties to a loan. You've got to put it in the
The problem with this motion is when it comes to the board is going to be specifying KPFK as parochialism of it. And despite your wishes, I'm going to move to amend it by saying any station building.
Right.
Or signal.
They have already proceeded on this loan. My question is, who made that decision to proceed on this loan? If were there any meaning like this to proceed on this loan? And if there wasn't, how we can believe that this meeting had any effect? They might make a unilateral decision to go with it and
what I'm understanding here is the gentleman is asking, he's going, why are we even having this meeting if it's already approved and it's a done deal? That's the question he's saying. Apparently, it's been approved. That doesn't necessarily mean it's been accepted by both parties and signed. I'm saying it doesn't necessarily mean that it's approved by both parties.
The vote is binding.
And you, sir, I think did you want to speak, sir?
Sure. Somebody asked, answer as to who has to sign off on it.
According to the task, who had a death? Who's back in the front?
There was a national board meeting on November 9th. It was an open session teleconference. There was a motion to go ahead and submit a loan application. The board had not seen the specific loan application because it hadn't been completed yet. But the feeling was that time was of the essence, so the board voted, and you've seen the votes on how the members here voted on that, I'm sure. There was a meeting, the lender has a loan committee. That committee met Thursday of this week. They've approved the application, but as Grace said, there's a provision in the PMB motion that application has to come back then to the PMB for final approval. So the loan is there for the taking. The question is, what will the PMB do? And that's tomorrow.
That's why we need to be on record.
Yeah.
Okay. The gentleman in the beige shirt, please.
Let me understand. You, I assume it's obvious for those who understand this, but you must
speak up, sir.
You must vote your reputation of this loan. You must direct your representative to vote accordingly. You have done the only thing then that you can do to later challenge and undo this loan in court. It'll become an invalid loan if there's this court at the national board. That's what you must do. That's the only thing you can do to defend the property.
Can I just say this? I think that we're all probably on the same page on this. I would really like to get to the vote. You are on the stack, and there are three other people on the stack too. But I'm thinking that
no vote.
We passed the motion asking our directors to put forward a set of conditions. This is effective of this.
Right.
Are you going to do this tomorrow? Are you going to call our hand to be directed?
It's an agenda. I put it on the agenda for tomorrow night's meeting.
There you go.
Myself.
So you don't need it to be on the agenda. When the motion comes up, you say, I move to amend. Are you going to do it? Not are you going to let the chair see if it comes up. Are you going to do it? Are our directors going to do it? Because before I vote on this, I want to know even though you're going to do what we've already agreed to.
To amend the agenda.
No, not to amend the agenda, to amend the motion.
Amend the motion.
Don't you mean amend the loan details?
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about.
Our motion says before any document is signed, a set of things have to happen. Okay? We're going to say we don't want you to use any collateral. That's one thing. That may succeed or fail when you bring that. Then there's a second order thing, which is, and I want this foundation and its directors to be on record to say, no, I'm sorry, we're not going to demand that we see a plan, and we're not going to demand that we have a plan for repayment, and we're not going to revise our cost structure. We're going to go ahead. If anyone wants to get in the court, I want that board on record that it refused to do those things. That's a question of your fiduciary responsibility. That's a question of your fiduciary responsibility to the foundation. And if you violate the standard of care of a reasonable person and go ahead with something like that, you're personally liable. So that is a lever that is different than the moral lever, that is different than the moral lever of saying we don't want you to do it. Okay? So I want to know that that's put before all our directors before they allow us to enter into that loan. All right, are you going to do it? I want to hear from each of you right
now.
I'm
going to hear what David's saying.
No.
I understand crystal clear what David's saying, but I think that there are some people here who don't. And Mr. Chair, can I have 60 seconds to explain it? They don't understand that last PMB meeting there was a motion that was passed that somehow hasn't gotten to the PMB through our channels of our four representatives. That has to happen by tomorrow.
Right.
At tomorrow's meeting, irrespective of whether it gets on the agenda or any other procedure, as a member of a body, you have a right to request a motion be amended. You make that motion, and the board make that amendment, and the board votes it down, and that puts them on point as to whether or not they were following their own fiduciary
responsibility.
Okay, are you going to bring this up? Do you want to respond to it?
The motion in question has three parts to it. The third part seems really, really unworkable. I have problems with it at that meeting on Wednesday. It calls for the, essentially what has to happen is someone, probably in the finance department, has to determine how much of the loan money is being spent at each unit.
Oh, yeah, right.
And then, if you ask for an explanation, what is the third part? It's not simple. And the reason that it's not simple is the same as the reason that I don't support it, because it sounds really unworkable. We have to have an opinion that it could be done, that we have the resources to carry out this kind of accounting.
I thought the question was, will any of you bring this up?
So the argument is, if you as a board member feel that an element of it is not workable, it is perfectly okay for the board to modify something to make it workable. But we charge you with the responsibility to raise the motion. Okay? We charge you with the responsibility to put it forth. Now, you as a member in good faith, executing your fiduciary responsibility foundation, can say, I move to amend Part 3 if you want, or the board can. The point here is that if our motion that we asked, that was done by a parliamentary procedure, and the board asked you to bring that motion, if that's not brought forward, right, then there's no record of whether or not the directors executed the care that a reasonable person in life situation would. And that's all we're asking for, because we know the difficulty of the particular order.
And I'm just going to be interrupted. Do you want an answer, or do you not want an answer?
What I was trying to do is...
Do you want to allow other members to interrupt?
No,
I'm not even allowed to complete a thought. And then I have people arguing, and I haven't completed my thought.
Well,
they haven't heard what I said.
Right.
And then you interrupt and you say you want an explanation. If you just want to keep interrupting me, fine. But let me know that. Let me know that I have the right to be interrupted. I have the right to be stopped in this set.
Jackie, I'll let you know this. What I was trying, he asked a question of three board members. You said that you weren't pleased with it, so you probably wouldn't because of the third thing. We have two other ones. I want to find out if there was one board member that's going to bring it up. That's
you
what
want
a
yes or no answer?
Yes.
Why didn't you say that I wasn't allowed?
Well, I'm to elaborate.
That I had to give a yes or no.
No, I didn't know you were going to elaborate until you started elaborating. But I'm just asking the question.
Someone who supports the motion should bring the motion. Someone who voted for the motion should bring the motion so that they can motivate it.
The only reason I'm trying to shorten this is because we're an hour over time now. We're an hour over time now, and we haven't even finished the agenda. So I'm trying to speak the thing on as any way I can.
I'm just pointing out something here, what it is. Normally, when a board passes something overwhelmingly, the representatives in the next level present it. That any individual who has reservations then states their reservation. But you first have an obligation to bring something that was passed, I believe, by 13-0-1 abstention, if I recall. That's the obligation. And then you could say whatever you want, but our concern has been that you have not represented it. They're dealing with the financial part. I'm dealing with the issue of your role as CMB members. You can then object to point 3 and amend it, or move to have it removed.
Okay, thank you. So, a yes or no question answered from either of the other two board members?
I'll move it forward if Grace does not. I was one of two or three abstainers. I did not approve the third section of that I could not.
I'll move it forward, and can one of you two divide the question if we ever get to that tomorrow night?
Yeah. All right, thank you. So Mr. Bennett, don't take it personally. I wasn't trying to cut you off. I'm just trying to get a quick answer to the question he had put on the floor.
Mr. Chair, you need to learn something about presiding. The perception on this side of the table is that the presiding officer is biased and is allowing certain members who are disruptive to run riot, while other members who are disruptive, I will certainly think of them, are being chastised and insulted and called names in a derogatory, very, very derogatory fashion. It was such an embarrassment to even be here. I haven't been in a meeting this past month, except on the Pacifica National Board.
Well, I hope I'm not being biased. I hope what I'm trying to do is just speed things on, and whenever things get crazy out of hand, I try to take some drastic action.
Mr. Chair, I think it would behoove you. I just addressed it.
I do take it under good counsel, and I hope that the public see that the chair is not practicing favoritism. Basically, trying to keep this under order.
You are.
Thank you. And if I am, I'd like to hear it from the public and let me know. I'm trying to keep this thing moving. So where were we? So we
had an amendment that I believe was acceptable to the group, which is changing the KPFK building to any the building of any station in the network. And if we approve that, then we go to the main motion.
Approved. Okay, is it approved?
Is there any
objection? Any objection?
Yes.
Mr. Poirier?
I have a simple objection to this, as Jack and Yost have together, that is, in this case, it seems to me to say in principle you're against any law at any time makes no sense. If you mean for this situation, I'm for it 100%. And the same thing with that other motion, which I approve in spirit, but I agree with Jack and Yost on that too.
Thank you.
I would urge the maker to consider that instead of making a blanket any loan, talk about this loan and this situation without.
That's what they're voting against.
They follow me.
All right. The last thing I had on this, you have me on that. And Mr. Razor, the gentleman in the blue, that all want to speak, but I would hope that we can have Mr. Burnett speak and we can move to a vote and not have everybody else, the rest of you, speak. Different time, yes.
We've had well more than the...
I know, Mr. Burnett has been very...
I understand, but I'm saying that with respect to public comment, we've heard a great deal. I think we understand the sentiment, and members are going to be leaving, and we need
right.
to ask.
We need
not
to ask.
The indulgence
of I would like to at least... This gentleman has been waiting. I would at least like to let him speak once, and then we go call the question.
You all guys are all bored to vote. I understand the man on the drag line that has come aboard is in jail. I'm really, I don't know, maybe Don White would do this, but I'd like to see the board find out why the next guy you're dragging behind this boat that might come aboard is in jail.
Who?
You know that. So well, we've never seen the recount of our election, but there is the guy that's going to be next if any of you decide to give up.
And I
understand he's in jail. My second point is I hope one of you, with a full understanding of representative democracy, replaces these two national board members who refuse to understand representative democracy.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, Mr. Barnett. Okay, now, the question has been called to end debate. All those in favor?
We asked the Secretary to read the exact question we're voting on.
We're ending this debate. The motion is, would you read the motion, please?
No,
I don't have a written record of the
motion. Make the motion.
The motion is that the KPFK LNB is opposed to mortgaging any Pacifica building or signal.